I love to watch you sleep. The way your body curls slightly into itself, the curving arch of your back is so fucking beautiful. Your face is relaxed, drained of emotion, and I can see the real you. I can see what you look like when you're not stressed out, or sad, or angry, or just too busy to enjoy life. I like to touch you, softly, so gently that you don't notice. I trace my fingertips up your arms, along your collarbones, over your cheeks. I caress contours of your face and watch the muscles there twitch slightly. I'm so gentle with you that your body might react to my touch, but you don't wake up. Sometimes you'll turn your head away or shift position, but you never open your eyes. I start to rub your shoulders. So gently, of course, and slowly. You let out a soft sigh, your mouth dropping open the tiniest bit. I run my fingertips along your lower lip, enjoying its softness. One finger ventures between those delicate lips, and I feel the wet heat of your tongue deeper inside. As my other hand continues rubbing your shoulders and upper arms, I wrap my fingers upward along your jawline, cradling your head in my hand. Your innocence is simply stunning. I slide a second finger into your mouth and let them both rest heavily on your tongue. You reflectively swallow, and I feel myself grow more excited as I watch your throat work. You moan, a sound so low I almost wouldn't hear it if I couldn't feel the vibrations of your breath on my skin. I lower one hand to the hem of your shirt and slowly, gently, tenderly feel my way up your side. Your skin breaks out in goosebumps at my touch. I lean down to nibble and suck at your earlobe. I've reached your breast, and I cup it perfectly in my hand. Gentle squeeze, then my thumb slipping over your nipple. It springs upward almost immediately, the skin around it tightening and prickling. I kiss along your neck, leaving a wet trail that turns cold and makes you shiver. I pause, but you make no other movements. I dip my fingers further into your mouth, getting them wet, then begin to tease your other nipple. When both are hard enough, I take each one into my mouth and turn, sucking gently, kissing your soft flesh. You move beneath me, arching your back, and your breasts rise towards me. I bite, a teasing scrape of teeth on skin, and move gradually downward. My lips cover the rise of your ribcage, fall into the valley below. Kisses climb over your hip bones and descend between them. My tongue finds the folds between your legs, probing into the darkness, and I begin to lick patterns across your clefts. Your legs fall open as if inviting me in, and I grip your hips as I lick my way further inside. I nibble at your clit and find my head pinned between your thighs. I can feel deep breaths undulating under my hands, and I can't hold back the sound of my own pleasure. It's muffled between your velvet lips. I lick and kiss you faster, building up a rhythm, and press my tongue into you. I drag one hand slowly between your legs and dip my fingers into your wetness. I rub your clit, flick it until your body is bucking upward, but so slowly, so gently, so sleepily. My fingertips circle faster, and the pressure increases until your body tenses beneath me and your rusty voice moans a deep, satisfied sound. "Come for me," I whisper. And you do. You come as you awaken, your nerves lighting up, your pulse beating hard, your breath becoming ragged. You come for me. It's the first thing you do in the morning, and you thank me